This is Bob Rudella. This is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School District and the Winnebago County Health Department are wasting no time now that kids between 5 and 11 are being cleared for COVID-19 shots. They are planning vaccination clinics at several elementary schools for kids whose parents want them to take the shot. Clinics begin on Monday of next week. Meanwhile, the school district is also extending their mask mandate through December 3rd for all school buildings. The latest state assessment score showed that many kids in Oshkosh schools are struggling. In most cases, only 30 to 40% of kids are proficient or advanced in things like math and English. Now, I understand that last year was difficult with online learning, but these low scores have been the case for years. Get this, on average, taxpayers are spending $10,000 per kid per year. And only 30% of them, or just a little bit better than that, are making the grade. It's not a great return on our investment. Hopefully things will improve under the new superintendent of schools. Page 2, we fall back this weekend, an extra hour of sleep for you and me. It's also a good time to change the batteries in that smoke detector. Fires were up in Oshkosh last year, and the fire department says in many cases there was no working smoke detector in the home. Next week, Thursday, is Veterans Day. The annual Veterans Day breakfast will be held at UW Oshkosh's Culver Center. The program will include two speakers from the 9/11 Memorial and Education Center in Kewaskum to honor the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Details are on Facebook. Another Starbucks. Yes, another Starbucks for Oshkosh. This one located on Oshkosh Avenue near the Oshkosh Corporation headquarters. It's number 4. You know that means there's one Starbucks for every 16,000 residents of the city. The Wisconsin Herd is back again. They had their home opener coming up at the Oshkosh Arena. The Herd took off the G League season last year because of COVID-19. When they finally tip off on Monday night, it'll be 611 days since they last played a game. The team plans to give out 2019-2020 championship rings to the first 1,000 fans, even though that season was scrubbed because of the pandemic. And finally, congratulations to Tim Bergstrom of Bergstrom Automotive. Tim has been named the 2021 Employee Humanity Inspirational Leader of the Year. Tim is being recognized for his servant leadership to his employees and also the community. Congratulations. That's Newsworthy for Thursday. We're back again on Tuesday. Sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, member FDIC, Highways 21 and 41.